Hi, viewers, listeners, we're back again. This is show 10,019.
Is it? I thought we'd done 9,723.
Is that how many we've done?
Well, give or take one or two.
Right. Mm. Well, obviously, that's a total load of nonsense. And it's the usual intro to these shows, which is we talk bollocks.
Oh, we do indeed, yes. Whatever they are.
Indeed.
We talk them.
We talk them. Yeah. About them often.
About them often.
Indeed. Well,
you have to, Nick. You have to.
And I'm back with my very special guest, as he always is, the legend radio presenter that is Chris Moore.
Hello, Nick. How are you?
I'm all right, my mate.
And
how
I'm
are
glad
you?
You said the word you're back with me, because we have a common problem.
You've got a bad back, haven't you?
My back, Nick, is as bad as a backland in Backfordshire.
Really?
Yeah.
That's bad.
I've really done it now. I've really done it.
That's really bad.
I weakened it a couple of weeks ago.
And your back?
And my back.
Too much pulling.
Pushing and pulling. Yeah, too much of that now. And it really went. It really went pang, you know. And I thought, oh my God.
How did you do it then?
I don't know, Nick. I woke up in the morning. I'm sorry to laugh, but this is true. I woke up in the morning. And it had gone, my back had gone. So something I must have done in the night, put it out. Now, answers on a postcard, please.
That does happen, though, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it does. It does happen to me. There's no kind of medical explanation for it. You just get up and you're fucked.
Yeah, it was awful. So I was walking around. I was crawling around to start with, Nick.
Really?
Know? Yeah.
That bad?
That bad. Doubled over, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Anybody I know?
No.
Anyway, nice girl. Excuse
you,
me.
You give up the cigarettes, Nick.
I'm going to.
When?
No, I am going to.
Oh, yeah.
People pester me about hitting the tabs
on the air. I won't pester you.
No, I know you don't.
No,
I didn't put you in the pestering box.
Oh, that's all right.
No. But people do. They say, yeah, as soon as you cough, we should give up the cigarettes.
Yeah.
You know, or you're a bit short of breath, give up the cigarettes. You know, I was short of fucking breath before I started the smoking again anyway. Did they say, well, you should give up breathing?
Well, you have no choice in the matter, do you?
Not at all.
You know, you can't give up breathing. It'd be fatal.
Apparently, I've told that is the case. Yeah. It's crucial to your existence.
It is crucial to your existence and your trip to the supermarket.
Really?
Yeah. You've got to go to the supermarket.
Talking about that, we just had a blinding pizza, which no doubt you got from your local supermarket.
Excuse me, I made that myself, Nick.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I've heard them tales before.
It was specially prepared by my very fair hand.
Mind you, in saying that, talking on a serious note.
A serious note?
You are quite a renowned cook, ain't you?
No.
I thought you... Don't you do the old Sunday roast and
I
all that shit?
I do the Sunday roast. Yeah, I can do I can stick a chicken leg in the oven.
Really? Does he mind?
He doesn't mind at all.
Only if he can catch it.
He screams. But then so would I. Somebody caught me by the leg and stuck me in the oven. I say, excuse me, you know, but yeah, I can cook a Sunday dinner.
Yeah, that's quite a tradition with you, though, isn't it?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Most definitely, Nick, yeah. From way back when, into my childhood, Sunday lunchtime was sacrosanct.
Really?
Yeah. And it was either beef or pork or lamb or chicken.
Right.
And nowadays, the only thing we can afford is chicken.
Yeah.
Because the other stuff is far too expensive.
Yeah.
But it was great. You know, Sunday, sit down with the family. Yeah, good fun.
Do you still cook Sunday dinners?
I do, for myself.
Do you really?
How sad is that, Nick?
I don't think it's sad at all, man.
So I do some carrots, I do some broccoli, I do some onions, I do some meat, I do some potatoes, gravy, stuffing.
I think that's really honourable,
to be honest. I like a bit of stuffing.
Do you?
Mmm.
It's everyone needs a hobby.
I'll set you up for that one. Oh dear, you have a drink. Yeah,
I'm having a quick slurp.
He is. It's only cola, people listening.
That's all we wanted, wasn't it? You're on the wine though, aren't you?
I'm on the wine, yes. I'm a bit of a winer. Yes.
Don't matter.
No, I like a glass of wine.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
No. So, How are you, anyway?
I'm okay. I'm a little tired. I've spent a lot of time in the car this past 2 or 3 months, really. You know, I seem to be driving everywhere, which, as you know, Chris, I'm a big fan of life on the open road in the UK. But no, I'm a bit tired. It's been very busy. I think the weather's been a little odd for me. I'm quite a seasonal person. I like when it hits the autumn, it becomes autumn. So I found that a little weird, although it has been a bit, you know, better on the economics of not having your pissing heating on, you know, fooling Ricky Shurak's bloody pot again.
Oh, don't.
But yeah, I'm very well. How are you? What's the word? What you've been doing? Tell
us. You always ask me that. What's the word? And I feel like saying Greece.
Well, yeah, you say whatever you want.
Greece is the word.
Yeah, you can say that.
But what other words could I come up with next?
Whatever you feel's in your head.
A bottom.
Yeah, you could do that.
Burp.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, right. I don't think some more.
It's just a terminology that I use for, you know, what's the word today? Yeah, what's the word? Is I'm pissed, or, you know, well, it may not be a combination of several words.
Yes.
You know,
or
I'm really happy today, or whatever.
So that's the word.
It could be.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, really. I don't know how to explain that. I'm content.
Oh, well, that's good.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm eating your cake.
Yeah. You lay into it. We've got Norfolk fruitcake, haven't we? Again.
Carry on, Nick.
Don't worry about it. Talk with your mouth full.
Okay.
Lovely girl. And, you know, so, yeah, you just, that's what it is. It's just, what's the word, you know? What's going on?
What's going on?
What's happening?
I don't know.
Come on. This is a, you're a guest on the show.
Sorry.
I'm carrying you.
Ah, that's better. I've got a cherry stuck in my neck.
Really?
Yeah. But there we are. It's cool. So, yeah, we were having a little chat, weren't we? I was saying, have you had any strange jobs, Nick? As a student, you know, as a pupil at school, did you do any sort of part-time jobs, newspaper round or anything?
No. I never did, no.
So how did you get your money then?
Well, I think it was essentially mum and dad.
God.
You know, mum and dad. I mean, it was never compulsory in my kind of growing up years to get a job. Well, my brother did. My brother, I think I got him the job. In a music shop, is a place I used to spend a lot of time.
I bet.
A place called Musician's Paradise in Peterborough Park Road. Fantastic place. It was the haunt where you went to at the weekends, you know, and you just end up playing guitars and, you know, seeing the latest drum kit or whatever. Oh, wow. And a lot of stories there, actually.
I bet.
The Grand Dogs played Peterborough.
Really?
And roadie came in, get some sticks for the hogs for the show in the evening, and I got a Ground Hogs drumstick.
Well, I've got a Ground Hogs album.
Yeah, good band.
Yeah, good band.
Yeah, I had three of them, three albums.
Well, we're both blowing our noses here,
mate. I know. I think it's because it's been a slight change of temperature, isn't it?
Do you think that's what it is?
I think it is. It's either that or COVID or some other shit.
Let's blame COVID.
Can do.
Yeah. No, I had some good jobs, Nick.
Did you? What did you do?
Well, my very first part-time job as a pupil was a car cleaning service. Me and my friend Pete, we decided to go in and clean people's cars.
Right. Know?
Good little earner.
Yeah. How old were you then?
I was about 12.
Okay.
Yeah. 20 pence a car to clean it. Can
bloody
you believe
hell,
that?
Man.
A bargain. But it was all right. It was good money. Peter decided, bless him, if you're listening, Peter, bless you. But Peter decided he wanted out of it.
Yeah.
Because he didn't quite like doing it. So I bought him out.
Yeah.
You know.
For how much?
For
20p?
About £1.50.
Okay.
Yeah. So I bought him out and I took the round on. And basically from there, it grew and it grew and it grew.
Did it really?
So much to the point that my mother, bless her, she became my personal secretary. And there it was, Christmas Eve. Mrs. Moore, is your son Chris there? Can he come in and clean my car specially today? Oh, yes, I'm sure he can.
So you had a little enterprise going.
I had a little enterprise
at going. 12 years old.
And I loved it. I loved it. Because everywhere I went, I got the good biscuits, you know. I got a nice little drink. And at Christmas boxes. Oh, marvellous it was. So that went for many a year, Nick.
Where were you living at this time?
With my parents, you know. I was a little kid.
So whereabouts?
Tunbridge in Kent.
Okay.
Yeah. And I would go round and I'd clean their cars and I'd come back, pockets absolutely bulging with coins.
Really?
Yeah. And I'd go straight in the bath, come down, and it was time for dinner, Sunday dinner, which is what we've been talking about.
Oh, wonderful.
How cool is that?
How often did you do that each week?
Well, Saturdays and Sundays were regular.
Okay.
But during the week, after school, it was on appointment only.
Oh, my God.
At a premium.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So that was one job I had. Another job I had was in a toy shop.
Oh, really? I bet that was good.
This was during summer holidays. And I loved it, Nick.
Bugger me. I bet that was great.
Yeah. All I had to do was play with toys, you know.
Fantastic. Oh. What year was this then?
So that would have been, let me think about this. It's way back when. I must have been about 15, 16, about that sort of age at that point.
So what was best-selling toys around that time?
Oh, God, no. I was playing with train sets.
Oh, fantastic, man. Yeah. I still do. Yeah. I love them.
And that was good. So basically, I went into my little bit, because it was a sports shop as well.
Oh, okay.
So the toys were upstairs, and the sports shop, you know, was down. So I went upstairs to the toy shop, and they said, well, do your thing. So I played with a toy set all day.
Fantastic. How long did you do that?
That was for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was good fun. That was good fun, yeah.
And this is still in Tunbridge?
It's still in Tunbridge.
Okay.
And then another one in Tunbridge, Nick. I hope I'm not boring you here.
Not at all.
No, another one in Tunbridge. And this is a bit of an eye-opener. I worked at the linen services in Tunbridge. I can't mention the name, obviously. Okay. But, well, I could. Modlux, they're no longer existing. But what an education for a 16 or 17-year-old guy with all the ladies in there who are sorting out all the laundry and everything. Nick, I never heard such foul language in all my life.
They say that, don't they, about a gaggle of women.
And the things they said they were going to do to me.
Really?
Yeah, they laughed about it. I hadn't got a clue what they were talking about. But they found it highly amusing.
And did they do it to you?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
Nice.
Well, I don't know. I'm still here, Nick. But, oh, dearie me.
Yeah?
What an education for a very genteel gentleman such as I.
Enlighten us.
Wow. I can't. Really, the scars go too deep, Nick.
Do they really?
That's
made me laugh. But
I know. Have a drink. have a smoke.
The scars are too deep.
They're too deep. Because what happened was that I was unloading a lorry, say, for dirty stuff.
This is like a laundrette, an industrial laundrette.
That's right. So, okay. So I'm back at the lorry. I'm pulling off all this dirty stuff from the hotels.
Yeah.
And they suddenly shout out, "Hi, Chris, don't get rid of that stuff yet. We'll join you in the back and have a good old hump." And I thought, pardon? You know, what do you mean a good old hump?
And you're a ute at this point.
I'm a very young lad. I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, they do say that a gaggle of women in that kind of environment, you know.
God. So I sort of said, what do you mean? Does she come from Purley? Yeah, she likes cricket. You don't know what I'm talking about.
Not at all.
No, that's a Monty Python reference.
Oh, okay.
A very, you know, the nudge, nudge, wink,
sketch. Yeah, yeah.
Well, the guy getting interviewed, he says, because he acts all sort of innocent, and he says, "Yeah, sure. My wife's a goer. Yeah, sure. She goes to Purley."
I do remember that. Yeah, I do remember it.
Does she like cricket? Oh, yeah, she likes cricket.
Yeah, I do remember it. What else did you do?
God. From there, I went into a management accounts office. Now, this is when I'm at university now.
Okay.
Okay. So, summer holidays. And this is in the days when smoking wasn't permitted. Well, it was permitted. And I was in the office of four people in this little hut.
Yeah.
And each of them was under woodbines.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that. Mother of God, blow your fucking head off.
Oh, my God. And I didn't smoke at all. So...
Why did you do so many jobs? Was it you just wanted money? Or
just wanted money.
Oh, okay. It weren't compulsive then with mum and dad?
Oh, no. I can always remember the bloke coming round. It was in the summer of 76, was it? You know, the very hot year. Yeah. Bloke came round. He was in his Speedos. You know, and that was it. My mother and father were laying in the garden. They said, hey, your son, Chris, he fancy a job? Yeah, what's it? He says, working in management accounts. I said, I don't know anything about management. Anyway, cut a long story short, I was there for years.
Were you really?
On my vacations.
Really?
Yeah.
You used to go to uni?
I used to go to uni, come back.
And go and work
and
there?
And go and work there, yeah. And it was a good hoot. But I haven't finished yet, Nick.
Okay, carry on. I'm intrigued.
I then went to work, this is early years of my marriage, I then went to work in a little restaurant up the road from me.
Right.
I was chief dishwasher, you know?
Cool, I bet that were fun.
It was all right, Nick, because he saw different sides of the hospitality service, shall we say.
Yeah.
So when the dinners went out, you'd nick a little bit off it.
Ah.
I was in charge of the dishwasher, and the chap there who ran it, a little bit tight.
Yeah.
He didn't want me to wash the dish. He didn't want me to put the dishwasher on with hot water. So when I saw him coming in, I turned it to cold. And then as soon as he left, I turned it to hot. Because it did it all, didn't it? Washed it, steamed it dry.
Right. She didn't have to do that.
I didn't have to do much. No. Good. So that was that. Last but not least, I did shelf stacking.
Right.
In a supermarket.
Okay.
And this is a bone of contention because I got more respect and reward from shoving a few tins out in that job than I ever did for a career in teaching.
Did, really?
Can you believe that? We usually had a Christmas dinner given to us, you know.
Who was the company?
Can I mention them? Yeah, I can. It was Summerfield.
Oh, okay, I remember them. That was co-op, weren't it?
I don't know.
But I think it was a subsidiary of the co-op.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, they looked after their workers.
Did they really?
Yeah, even the little minions like me, you know, who would turn up at 10 o'clock at night, shack the stoves, do all that.
That as well.
Go back at 1, get up, go to school the next day, you know.
Because she was at school?
Yeah, I was teaching there.
Oh, teaching there?
Yeah, so I did all that.
Oh, bloody
hell,
man.
Little family to support, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, dearie me. Yeah, and I think that was probably the end of my part-time jobs.
And that was all in Tunbridge?
All in Tunbridge or Paddock Wood or
right,
wherever.
Right, around that area.
Time. Yeah, yeah.
No, I never did them. I never did part-time jobs. Well, I was swimming then, big time training.
Yeah, I saw on the DVD about that.
Yeah, I was. I've always spent all my life, you know, trying to get somewhere. Money obviously has been important, but only from a commercial point of view. But what did you spend your money on prior to kind of getting married with a family?
Women, drugs and booze.
Really?
Mm. Not really. No.
So you never wasted any of it, no? Saving and all that stuff. That's for stupid people, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah. No, I used to put it into a little investment account.
Yeah.
And I would look at my interest every year.
Right.
And it was good fun. Hmm.
Yeah, no, didn't get involved in investment accounts or nothing like that.
No.
A sensible route. I never really went down at all.
No.
It was always a creative route, off the track route, you know.
Yeah.
booze, drink, should I say, same
Sex
thing.
And drug and rock
yeah,
and roll.
Definitely.
What my body needs.
But no, I never got involved in that. And then I left school and went straight into the ET.
Got to ask you, Nick.
Yeah.
What qualifications did you get from school?
Do you want me to answer that?
Yeah.
Fuck all.
Oh, no.
Nothing.
You must have got a CSE and something.
No, nothing.
Nothing?
I didn't do any of them.
Oh, dear.
No, I didn't do any. I just relied on my sparkling repartee.
So what were you studying then? Say from 14 years of age onwards.
Nothing. I just went to school.
God.
Yeah. I mean, I've always known what I wanted to do. You see. Yeah, yeah. You know. I know we probably talked on this, you know, before, but I don't know. Probably me and my brother are a bit of an exception to the rule, but we always knew what we wanted to do right from being small. You know, my brother's a car man, and I'm a creative. I'm an artist, you know, a photographer, and always knew that that's what I wanted to do. It never deviated at all. There was times when you had careers officers and these kind of people.
Oh yeah,
certainly in Peterborough, used to turn you towards the brickyards.
Oh yeah,
you know, go and do an apprenticeship in engineering and stuff.
I got told I should be either a city gent or a vicar.
Really?
Yeah.
What, by a career advisor?
By a career advisor.
Shitty death.
And I thought,
that's advice. I'm a black man. Dear me.
No. I can't make a comment on your last comment.
No, that probably wasn't PC, but
yeah, I know.
You come from Stangrand in Peterborough, it is.
Oh, dearie me. It sounds like a very nice place to be. All was.
It was. Yeah. Stangrand was, yeah. Mm. It nice place. I don't know if I describe it. Stangrand, it's a bit like a bit like a club, really.
Really?
When I say that, it was people who were kind of went to Stangrand school and lived in Stangrand. Mm. Well, it was more, you know, you was from Stangrand, and you were quite proud to say that, you know. Mm. I suppose it's a similar thing to London's East End.
Oh, right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we had the bum, 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 bum. Did you?
What was
the
that?
Duff Duffs. You had the Duff Duffs.
Duff Duffs?
EastEnders. No, Duff. Duff,
oh,
duff,
duff, duff, duff, duff. Oh, I don't. No, I don't. I don't watch that, man. You lost me there. Totally lost me there.
I did. Yeah. Your face went aglaze.
No, I'd got no idea what the fuck you was on about.
Yeah, the duff duffs.
Oh right. Okay. Got it. But no, people who kind of come from Stangrand, you know, are quite proud of it. Don't really know why, because a lot of it was pretty rough.
Mm.
Stangrand comp was a bit rough.
Mm.
But you know. What it did, it gave you a really good education in life and being streetwise, you know.
And that's what it's all about,
yeah.
Nick. That's what it's all about.
And yeah, I think I can call on that very much now. And I think a lot of people, you know, who went to Stangrand School, who were born and bred in Stangrand, you would agree with that. You know, it's kind of give you a good foundation for this thing they call life.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
and there's a subject all in itself.
That little joke.
That little joke, yeah. He's a very naughty boy.
He is indeed.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, but no, I didn't, you know, I didn't come out with anything.
Oh,
I mean, because I'm dyslexic anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Which you know.
I know that.
But, I mean, the last exam that I recall sitting,
school-wise,
I sat them after that for what I do,
was
the 11 plus.
Yeah, well, I took 11 plus as well, but I never knew I took it. You know, how weird is that?
Well, I knew I took it, but I didn't take it because I literally, they put the paper down in front of me and I thought, shit, I can't do this.
Well, I failed it anyway.
Well,
even after trying it,
All I did was put my name at the top.
Yeah.
That was all I did.
That's 2 marks then. That's 2 marks.
Is it? Two marks?
Yeah.
Well.
Get your name in there.
Anyway, that was the last kind of academic one, if you're talking... You know, school-wise, that's the last one I did. But no, I didn't walk out with NAFL.
Oh, well, fair enough.
Absolutely NAFL.
You've done all right.
Well, yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. But my school history was a little bit iffy anyway, because apparently I hummed my way through the whole period.
You
know? You
hummed it?
Yeah, I hummed it. Yeah, and I still do that now.
What, hum?
Yeah, hum tracks, yeah.
How do you mean hum?
Just, yeah, I don't know if I'm walking around the shop or whatever,
you're
I'll
humming.
Be humming, driving, humming, you know, if I'm on my own, and even with other people, I'll hum.
Really?
Yeah, it's a bit of a kind of, I don't know, a seclusion thing, I think.
Well, if you start humming now, I should know why.
No, I won't hum while you're here.
You don't hum?
No.
Not while I'm here?
No.
God, that's getting very confusing now, Nick.
Totally.
Totally.
I think we'll move on.
I think we ought to.
So anyway, yeah. Talking about that, yeah. Talking about the job. Yep. So you know you the, to roughly should I say roughly
can,
loosely?
Can you rephrase all that? You were jumbling
your
words. Just
gabble. It was actually, just yeah. absolute mm. gabble.
Yeah, carry on.
Or dribble.
Dribble, drabble, drobble.
Dribble, which I always thought was a good word, dribble.
I think it's a marvellous word.
Yeah.
Mm, dribble.
Don't know what it means at all.
No.
Probably we're just babbling on about knacker all here, do you think?
I think so, Nick.
Do you think we should probably wind this one up?
I think we should wind this one up while we're still ahead.
Okie dokie. Right, well, anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Yeah, you poor fuckers. by the way, we've got to give a joint thanks, I think, because yep. we're up to 502 downloads on these shows.
Whoa.
It's going stormingly, and we can't thank you all enough.
No, definitely.
And it's really good. We're going to keep doing this rubbish. That's the plan.
In your opinion?
Arsenal.
I would say this is perfect art.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes.
I agree.
Yes.
It's what do they call it? I can't remember what they call it.
They call it perfect art.
Is it? Okay, we'll stay with that then for the time being. Anyway, we're going to kind of wrap this up. We're going to say cheerio.
Cheerio.
Cheerio, Chris.
Cheerio, Nick.
And we'll see you next time.
Definitely will.
Love you all.
Bye.